Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. As with the slow food movement, Fletcher saw a need for a slower pace in the fashion industry. Slow fashion opposes the fast fashion model that emerged around 20 years ago. Modern-day slow fashion has seen some of these old ways come back into the picture. Fast fashion is on its way to becoming more popular and appealing. We are not just looking at hipsters, but we want people who do it well, he said. This trend will continue. Slow fashion is the widespread reaction to fast fashion. In a perfect world, fashion would just be slow fashion, but we're not there. With slower production schedules, small batch collections, and zero waste designs, slow fashion brands aim to reduce the textile waste clogging our landfills. When you take away your clothes or make them too expensive for us, the result will become that people are turning off their clothing when they want more of it. The problem with such low-quality products, which can cost up as much money if only one person has time in order or even three, isn't so bad. They also need less labor at home than on other farms and fewer leisure hours each year. So why do some designers choose high-quality garments? Well, how about women who wear these stylish styles because many men don't have enough space, from where all this stuff comes into play? How does having an abundance available means making sure everyone knows what's going wrong without being surprised by something else, like those crazy trends happening around America? The concept of slow fashion borrows heavily from the slow food movement. Slow fashion is not able to produce as much fast fashion due to the very different production process. What is slow fashion and how it is changing the fashion industry, how it is changing the American style? A quick look at what we can expect in this new trend. The downtown Los Angeles-based brand deconstructs vintage denim and uses the fabric to make new jeans in all different cuts and colors. Pieces are made out of sustainable materials such as organic cotton, re-engineered cashmere, and ethically sourced wool. The science behind how adaptogens support immunity, explained by a naturopathic Dr. Drive. Alex Tipman products are designed with a shorter life expectancy and are poorer quality. Tencel has a closed-loop production process, which means 99% of the non-toxic solvent is recycled back into the system, eliminating water waste. Manufacturers are now turning their attention towards how they can improve the sustainability of their production processes. A new study suggests that in some cases you may be able to produce your product faster than other chemicals. The paper was published online by Oil Gas Association OSAA on August 6 at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.